Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're a way maker. And we appreciate you. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Can we say that together? Cry, waymaker, say.
Waymaker,
miracle.
Miracle worker,
promise
keeper.
Let's declare it together.
Waymaker.
Waymaker. Yeah.
Miracle worker.
Oh my.
Promise keeper. Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here. Turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Everybody cry. Waymaker.
Waymaker.
Yeah.
In the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Let's declare it together. Waymaker,
Lord. Waymaker, miracle worker.
Around.
Around.
I worship you.
I worship you.
Say, I worship you.
I worship
you.
You are here.
Mending.
Mending.
I worship.
I
worship.
We cry out, oh, our waymaker, Jireh, Jireh, Jireh. We lift our hands and worship away. Cry out. Thank you, Father. You are a way maker. We lift our voices in worship. We lift our voices in worship. We lift our voices in worship, oh God. We lift our voices, Lord. We lift our voices, oh God. Somebody open up your mouth and declare who He is. Open up your mouth and declare who He is. Open up your mouth and declare. Open up your mouth and declare. Open up your mouth and declare.
It is a blessed day to understand He is a miracle maker. It is a promise to us to know that it was Him. It was Him. Truly was Him who made this day out of reality. Man, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I thank Him for the worship and see ushering in the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of folks like different kind of music. You know, they, you know, I'm really fond of with the older music, you know, but I can understand worship, you know, that's what they call it, right? I can understand being at the feet of God and really putting everything out of my mind and out of my soul and just positive my mind, my energy on Him, you know, when I'm listening to music, especially like that, you know, she was worshiping. She was lifting her hands up, and others in there listened to it. You get on here, you heard the song. You know, that it's a place that you want to go. This you and God, you know, and you worshiping and you thanking Him. And you know, sometimes we think about God as a tangible thing that He gives to us to make us to hold our head up. But I just want to worship just because we are. Because He don't have to do nothing for me anymore to know that He's worthy to be praised. I love Him. Mm-hmm. I understand Him. I believe that if it had not been for Him, you know, I'm talking about, for even this ministry would be what it is today. You know, I'm glad that the ministry started out like it did. You know, only one person I know that had a really strong tie to it, and he's not here anymore. That's Brother Dexter. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I believe that when we had started it over almost 3 years now, you know, I remember one of the few people was a part of that, getting it together, and I started thinking about how it turned out to be, you know, that we wasn't working. Some of us wasn't. We couldn't get out unless he was essential. You couldn't get out and move around. So we came up with this ministry coming out on the front line, because all this stuff used to be on the back line, and we'd be back there dog jabbing and talking, and someone said, "Man, let's take this to the front." That was Dexter and Brother Wayne, and I can remember like it was yesterday how all the ambition, the optimistic it was about. You know, so he came up with a name. Brother Wayne named it. Brother Wayne named the ministry God's Plan. You know, Brother Dexter pushing hard, man. Brother Dexter, man, that's just going to do it. That's just going to do it. Kept on pushing it. And then Brother Randy said, yeah, when we going to book it? When we going to book it? You going to book it? We got a few help with that. Someone to help us with it, you know, to get it started out. And I know it's been up and down on some of the personnel that have been on here, right? But I want to tell you this here. God never leave us, though. He never leaves us. He always be with us. You know, this ministry, when you're dealing with God, you know, I'm talking about, I've just been taught this, man. And when you're dealing with God, you don't find a lot of people there. Oh, here we go. My number might be different. Don't get it twisted. My number might be different. I'm not putting on that God's not everywhere. I'm just saying my number might be different. But in saying that, wherever God is, the Bible says you find a few. My pastor, because I want to give you this scripture, because what gave it to me, somebody said, well, you can make a scripture fit like mean to you what you want it to. But look at the scripture. It said, enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. You hear that what I'm saying?
Right.
It said you enter into that straight gate, for wide is that gate. The broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Look what it said. And many there be which go in that way. And many you can find goes the way with everybody going. When you see a multitude of people going somewhere, you find that way. It's a lot of people go straight that way. But the Bible said, because straight is the gate. Now here we go now. Mm-hmm. And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. He said, in few, there'll be there finding it. A few. You know, so when you walking with God and you've been in fellowship with God, you don't look at numbers. Because when you start doing the number thing, you do it like this here. Watch this here. You start doing like this. When I say deal with the number, pray for what I'm talking about. When you deal with God, God said one day is 1,000 years. Oh, I know right.
Mm-hmm.
In God's eyes, one day is 1,000 years. So I don't want to put God in a box. So whatever number He put there, with how many you think could be, but I do know He'll add to the church as needed. He will add to the church as needed. So I've learned that, you know, in this ministry, it can be up one day, it could be down, but before it's the people who's coming on, taking time out, you know, to try to start their day out or start their week out. We pray for that we say something that cause you to look at things different. We pray for that there maybe be a conviction in the lesson, but you hear the mercy of God. We pray that then you come, it'll always be by your car. It'll always be by your house. It'll also be about you, that you come sometimes to say, I just want to hear God. You just want to come just hear God. If you go somewhere and you say, let me go hear Eric, you come to the wrong place. You need to always come and want to hear a word from God. It don't matter who's speaking. You should always want to come hear the word of God. Now, if it's out of order, you don't even have to worry about it. Watch this here. You don't have to worry about it because God will set it straight. He said, do not separate the wheat from the tares. He said, because you might put up a good weed or a good pear, you know, because you think it's bad, you think it's good, you don't even have that, the power to say what is right and wrong with it at that time, because God going to do the separating. You know, some of us have been some bad jokers, and somebody would have thrown us away. Somebody would have thrown us away and too fast, you know what I'm talking about? Reverend, I don't know, you've been working a long time, Reverend. You have people under you. You have people under you. And some people give up on their training. Man, he ain't going to make it. Man, we got to cut him a loop. And you say, man, let me work with him a little bit longer. Let me work with him a little longer. You know what I'm talking about? Let me try something for y'all before we let him go. And you get over there, and you show him something, and then he get it. You know, the light come on.
Yeah.
You know, the light come on. They see it, Reverend. They see the light. And they say, man, how do you get him to do that? I told that man 10 times, and he never did get him. He never did get him. The seed was there. But your approach to that seed was different from what anybody else's approach would be. That's why we say, mm-hmm. you might can listen to me, and I only can reach one person. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, him get on here, can reach millions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else can come reach 5,000. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this because I know I ain't smart at all. I'm probably the dumbest person you've probably ever heard. But I want to say this here. And I ain't saying that comically. I'm saying that for real. I know I don't claim to be smart. But I'm going to tell you this here. I really believe in God's eyes. Just that one. Mm. Just that one means as much as he did with the million. If my brother, Reverend Henry, called as he gave the word and someone came to God, just that one, this is the amount. It's the same way God going to feel about that million. He's not going to separate how he feels. If 1 million came one time and one come another day. So what I'm trying to say is we can't look at the tangible things and the materialistic things and think it's going to move God. Because God don't even care about none of that stuff. And I meant this a long time ago. You don't have to believe it. But I believe what they do to you when they have 3 flowers in your hand, really, and you're sitting there, you're sitting there in no castle, laying down in no castle. When they say earth to earth,
mm-hmm.
when they say Reverend.
Yeah. That's
the ass,
dust to dust.
Yeah. When they say that, I don't care how much we cry. I don't care how much we holler. It's it. For you seeing them, but it ain't it for them, though. They're just sleeping right now. Our loved ones are sleeping right now. Whoever knows someone that they're sleeping right now. And God put them in a place that one day when he come back, for the church. He said the dead in Christ will rise first. I don't know right about it. And then those who are remaining will meet them in the earth. These are the things we have to preach and teach every time you come over here. If anyone preaching anything, somebody said, we got to go farther than that. I said, that's good. I said, we keep pushing cross out the way. People are dying by the minute, brother.
Mm-hmm.
People are dying quickly. You know, you think you might be a little while. You see your pawpaw, you see your daddy. You know, you see some few people. You know, my grandfather stayed here 97 years, but he had to go. Right?
Mm. Yeah,
he had to go. Yes, sir, he had to go. And a lot of things, it's not by choice. It's about God has that expiration date for all of us. He has it all. You know, I got a text from Sister Aunt Martha. She was texting me. She's doing some. They doing some traveling, going down the highways and byways. And she was telling me how they were going to certain places, you know. And God had blessed them to get back where they had been, you know. So I understand this here. That when I seen that, I started thinking about how people, we can move around, but don't never leave God. She never leave God out of, you know, talking about. She's always praying, you know, talking about. And she was in some areas she couldn't send a nugget. But like she told us one day when she sent it to us, she said when she sent it, it don't have to get read all the time. She said, because I sent it to you all. And you can tell when she does because how the message fits, you know what I'm talking about. But we generally share it every time, you know. And we want to keep her lifted up and the things she's doing while she's traveling and getting back and forth at her home. And she said she was at home, the last text I got. So let's keep her lifted up, man, and her family,
right,
her loved ones. You know, and let's keep that lifted up. And I want to leave you with something today. You know, I want to leave you from your heart. You know, talking about, you know, we're not here to have a pep rally. You know, talking about, we're here to search our heart. You know, and some of us know our heart needs more Jesus. Give me more of him. Give me more Jesus. Give me more of him. And that's what we are today, asking him for more of him. And we move this stuff out the way we call life. Because, man, people are so busy today, man. They got so much going on today in life. And then the only time they pick up God is when it's tragedy. sometimes. Some of them just never think about God. But when some death comes, some tragedy comes, Reverend, they pick them up. And we're supposed to be here waiting to what? Mm-hmm. If you come across our door, to encourage them that God is love. Yeah. God loves you. And then maybe they might mm-hmm. ask you, well, why did he did this? Why did he let this? Some of that stuff, they don't understand because so much pain be there. But we had to let them know still, God is love. He loved you. He loved you so much that if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you need to get to know him. And once you get to know him, the closer you get to questions like this, won't come up, Reverend. It won't mm-hmm. come up. It won't come up when someone die. It was y'all call it.
Sure.
it don't come up. You know what he do? You just thank God for his mercy.
That's it.
You don't come up. You thank him because you know that he know what's best. You know that he know what's best. I was looking at in my book, right, Reverend. I'm gonna be out of here with this one. Here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in my book and I was looking at this name, Lois Marie Ross. No, I still got this in my, one of my books I was reading, right?
Okay.
Lois Marie Ross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was born in, I'm going to do it like this, May the 16th. And she transitioned mm-hmm. May the 28th. You hear that, remember? A few days mm-hmm. after her birthday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know how old she was. I ain't gonna do that, but you know how old she was, right?
Right.
But I just want to say this here. Because I was reading my little book again, just opening up book, and I come up with another little story out of the little book. Why was it necessary for God to clone himself?
Yo, I hear you. I know where you're at.
Yeah. Why?
Thank you.
Was it necessary for God to clone himself?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all read this book, right? Why was it, Reverend? Was God? He said, why was it necessary for God to clone himself? What's this?
Mm-hmm.
Can you? You good, Reverend?
Yes, sir. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to from the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come with the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Father God, only you know how the words go forth. Only you know how to touch your people's heart. Lord, so we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we see you a little different, Lord. Open our eyes and our heart to your spirit, Lord, that we can receive the Holy Spirit and help us discern what we are about to be able to eat off of, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God,
why
you here, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Ghost, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your ever-present, Lord. We just ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins. Lord, we just thank you for the things that we're about to enter to, Lord, and that's in your presence, Lord. Lord, move us, Lord. Move the thoughts, Lord. Concentrate us right now, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be through the teaching of the word or the receiving of the word. Move us, Lord. Move us for things, Father God, to distract us for not hearing you, Lord. Lord, let not anything deter us from the word of God today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you humble, Lord, and we love you, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Look what it says. I'm gonna read a little bit. Watch this here.
Mm-hmm.
Why was it necessary for God to clone himself? It was necessary for God to clone himself because of the glory of the Father covered his entire being. Help me, Holy Spirit. And his glory is beautiful and awesome. Power. That even the angels who come into the throne of the room to worship have to have two wings, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to cover
mm-hmm.
their wings. They cannot look through the beauty of the glory of the radiance from the face of the Almighty God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, therefore, we decided to make the image of himself, someone whose the eyes of the angels could behold. The Bible says, when God made Lucifer, he summed him up. He called him the son of the morning. That means God worked on him until he said that's all I can do. And made him a cherubim, the cover. He said, but the problem is when the angel came to worship and praise God for his glory. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Lucifer wanted to share the praise. He wanted to share the praise and glory because how God had made him. Therefore, Lucifer was stripped of the rank and cast down because, watch this, baby, because the one thing the Almighty cannot do is do what? Share his glory.
Yes, yes.
he couldn't share his glory. He don't want to share his glory, man. Lucifer, he looked at Lucifer, and he just couldn't do nothing else to him, brother. He done everything and made him up and put him where he wanted, brother. You know what happened, brother? He couldn't find nothing else to do for him. He couldn't find couldn't do nothing else to him to make him look any better. And he summed him up, baby. And when he summed him up, pride got there. Pride got there. Remember, pride got there. And when pride got there, you know, a lot of folks, if you ain't been lifted up and all that, a lot of folks be like lifted up. Want you to tell me how good I done. And we call it self-gratification. I want to tell you how amazing I am. And if it had not been, some people say I all the time. I hate to use I. You know why? Because it's like you're self-centered when you use an I.
Yeah.
Because if it had not been for God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If it had not been for God, Reverend, where would we be, Reverend? What would we be at, Reverend? I want to look at this thing. To ask that question again, why is it necessary for God to clone himself? He just told us why it was necessary. But there's one little scripture I want to, and I'm going to start at verse 1 really, on this one here, Isaiah 42, right? I want to start right there with that. Behold, my servant whom upon my elect, in whom my soul delight, I have put my spirit upon him, help me, Holy Spirit, and he should bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He should not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, and bruised reed should not he break, and smoked flax, and he should not quench, and he should bring forth judgment unto the truth. He should not fail, nor the discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth. Ireland shall wait up for his law. Thus said the Lord. I'm going to get somewhere, y'all. He that created the heavens and stretched them out, and he that spread forth the earth and that which he come out of it. He that give breath unto the people upon it, the spirit to them that walk thereof. I, the Lord, have called thee into righteousness. I will hold thy hand and keep thee and give thee the covering of the people in the light of the generation. To open up the eyes, open up the blind eyes and bring out the prisoner for the prisoners. And look what he said, Reverend. He said, and them that sit in darkness out of the prisoner house. Oh, I want to stop there for a second. Jesus is this man. He's the only one who's speaking in prophecy right now who's going to come and pull us out of darkness, who's taken us out of darkness. And when he come, he had to come like you and I. We read it the other day. He came like flesh to us. We read it in Hebrews, right? Did we read that in Hebrews 2 over there? He came just like us, and he took away the death from the devil, the power he had.
Yeah.
But watch this here, Reverend. Look what he did, Reverend. Look how there's only one person can come and judge us today. And it's who? Jesus Christ. He was cloned.
Yes, sir.
I know this might not be a good one. He was cloned. He God cloned himself and let him come in. But then, what I love about God, though, Reverend, this is what I love about God. Because, he couldn't come in his fullness. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. So because he came in his fullness, none of us couldn't even see him. We just read a while ago when you got around God, you saw God Almighty, Jehovah, when you see him, the angels sit around him right there, they had to have wings. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to cover their eyes. They had other wings, the other two wings, so they could hover over top of that coal. I don't know, have you ever been in the presence of God? I don't know if you ever just had fell under the Holy Spirit so that you felt his presence. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's more than sweating. It's more than having a tingling feeling. Brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. when that Holy Ghost come on top of you and you feel that Spirit, brothers and sisters, sometimes you do like our brother. It was on the day of Uzziah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
it was on that day when he died. If you want to know where that's in Isaiah 6. You know, when the heavens opened up to him and he seen things in heaven, oh, heaven he had mm-hmm. never seen before. It wasn't no vision. It was God was showing him the Spirit in the Spirit. And when he seen that, mm-hmm. what did he do, Reverend? He said he went to what? Confess. He said, I'm a man.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah.
Done lips. That's what he said. Now he said it. Now,
sometimes
I beg the difference when people say they have ever been in the presence of God. Because when you're in the presence mm-hmm. of God, brother, sister, I don't care how much word you know. I don't care how long you've been in the word of God. It causes you to fall down on your knees. Help me, Holy Spirit. It causes you to place your head to the earth and your hand lifted up and say, Father, I'm not even worthy. You don't ask for no house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're not asking for no job. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're not even asking him to, what, make the way plain. What you asking him, Lord, forgive me.
Yes, sir.
You've been to the point. I feel pretty good, Reverend, the time he came to me.
Mm-hmm.
The time he came. I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good, Reverend. But I had to repent, put something in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
When you in the presence of God, truly in the presence of God, it turns from repentance. Then you know how to worship. What's worship, Reverend? Worship is not only just raising your hand up. Worship is someone put it in their heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Someone got it in their heart. And then it's representing that he's in the heart. It is more than just hiding. It's more than waving your hand. Worship is when you have it in your heart and it exhibits the Spirit of God in you. Help me, Holy Spirit. He has manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it calls you not to look at Reverend Henry. Help me, Holy Spirit. It calls
mm-hmm.
you not to look at anybody on God. It calls you say, it's me, O Lord.
Is
it me, O Lord?
Yeah.
You're standing in the need, Lord. Lord, I'm not coming to you by no tangible blessing now. Because I know you told
mm-hmm.
me about that. If I seek you, if I seek him early, Doc. If I can
mm-hmm.
just get up early and seek the Lord. What I mean by that, Reverend?
Yeah.
If I can just get up in the early, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. What you talking about, things? He said the birds, they get fed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The creeping things, they find a place to lay their head and eat. Do you think do you think about I love them more or think about them more than you? You hear what he said? He said, but seek me first.
Yeah.
Seek me first. What you talking about? Give me while you're early. I ain't talking about age-wise, y'all. Come up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
When you get up in the morning and you start thinking about the Heavenly Father, and you say, Father, I want to go worship today. Let me go worship today. We didn't have people call. Have never called this ministry before. Said, I needed prayer. Two people called.
Mm-hmm.
And hit the one button. They ain't never been over here. Let me go back this way. They ain't never been over here, right, Reverend? And when they got
mm-hmm.
here, God helped them and helped them. The last
mm-hmm.
lady came over here, said she had some questions and she wanted some prayer. What she do, Rev? She said all the questions and everything was answered. She didn't even have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, hold
on. Mm-hmm.
That's why
mm-hmm.
I bet we don't know who called. We don't know who come in. We don't know. We see having the number. We don't know all them people. But we do know one thing. We know God.
Yes.
We know God. Yes, God had to sit his son down. He cloned himself into the Jesus, and he came to this earth. And I don't know about you, Reverend. I do know about you, but I don't know about others, right, that never had a presence with God. When you in this ministry and God touch you, brother, sister, you don't remain the same. And it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about this one here, this is what I love about God. It's hard to be in the presence of God and don't say nothing. Because when he comes in, when he really come in for the saints, you know what I'm talking about. When he come in, it's hard to hold your peace. You can be stubborn all
right.
You want. They got a scripture for stubbornness. You know what they call it? Quenching the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. Quenching the Holy Ghost. You worry about what Reverend Henry gonna say. You worry about what Eric gonna say. Quenching the Holy Ghost. Oh, my what you mean by that? You feel something inside you say, I need to say this. You feel something in you say, I need to do this. You feel it and you don't acknowledge it and do it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then you wonder why you don't feel God sometimes. I've been there, you don't ever move. I've been there, you never come home. You don't have to tell everybody your business. You don't have to come before people and tell your business. People say, I'm ashamed. What were you ashamed for? You ain't ashamed when you cut somebody out in front of somebody. You ain't ashamed when you checking. You ain't saying when you out there, watch this now, really. Leave me alone, really. You ain't saying that when you out there whoring. You ain't saying that when you out there, you ain't saying when you stealing. You ain't saying that, but when it comes to God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now. Yeah.
Oh, when it comes to God, well, you know, I really ain't ready for all that yet. You know, why you got to take so long? Why you got to do this here? You going to be on something, nothing, for 5, 20, 30 hours. Nothing is going to help your soul to live. Help me, Holy Spirit. What you're doing, you're feeding your flesh. And your flesh
that's
is
right.
And your spiritual man on that dying.
Yeah.
Oh, help me. That's why when death comes, they want to jump in the chasm because they don't understand the death, brother. They haven't been taught
right.
enough to know death is not bad. Whoever told you death was a period lying, let me let you know there's something coming behind death. You know what? It's called eternal.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy
that's
Spirit.
Right.
It's called eternal. What do you mean by that? You're going to live eternal, whether it's going to be in heaven or hell. I'm not going to put you in there. One of them. You're the only one who has that charge. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why when I say this, I'm going to read this one more verse. Cause it say, he said, let me back up and say, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thy hand and will keep thee and give thee the covering of the people and for the light of the Gentile. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to open the blind eyes to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness, Reverend, out of the prison of the house. I am the Lord.
Yeah.
That look what he said. That is my name. That's what he said. In my glory, I will not give to another. Neither my praise into a grave image. That's why I get off with right here now. That's why I get off right now here. You know, and y'all pray for me. This is why I get off with. That I know now. I know now. I didn't know it sure, but I know now. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of things we be putting before God. That's a lot of things we literally actually put before God. You know, just literally just sit down and we put it before God. Let me tell you something. I'm not talking about when you get sick. I'm not talking about when you can't move around. I'm talking about there are some things we just put before God. And God sees it. You can't hide from him. He sees it.
Right.
Jesus is that clone of God, came to the earth, and he has this power to bring you out of darkness. Somebody that ain't never been in prison. He's talking about not a tangible prison, Reverend. He's talking about people are locked up in some sin that they can't get out of. Oh, sometimes
that's
the sin is so great in there, they don't want to get out of it. Remember one time, it was someone getting prayed, Reverend, they were getting prayed for, and the Spirit looked back at the pastor and told the pastor, well, he don't care, why do you care? If we know the Spirit's talk, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Spirit, you can tell the Spirit because it's contrary to God. It'll tell you some things and kind of act. See, that's why we have to understand when we've been delivered. When we've been delivered from something, you got to get with someone teaching you. You got to be somewhere someone can hold and help you through that time. And preferably, you've let the Holy Spirit feel that void. Help me, Holy Spirit. Feel the void that you've been delivered from. Take that taste out your mouth that you don't want to go back to it. Now, watch this here. We do fall short. All of us fall short of the glory of God. But Jesus came to get us out of that prison in darkness. Some of us in so much darkness, we think we're in the light. Oh, help me with this one here. We think we're in the light, brother. It had covered us, and then we really think we in the light. I'm still in Isaiah, y'all. He's prophesying.
Yes, sir.
And telling us about Jesus. He'll be the, if I can say it like this, be the one being cloned of God. Because when you see him, God said he don't want no one be lifted up. Oh, help me, hold. No, even no grave of image. Now, they got a lot of people, you know, we do things, you know, we'll lift up certain things and we'll worship it, you know, I said people, you know, and we look at it and we just lift it up, you know, and God said, I don't want that. He said, remember, he said, neither in earth, neither in heaven, and neither down beneath. He said, don't make no graven image. And yet we still
do. That's right.
Help me, Holy Spirit. We didn't, everybody know how Jesus looked. We can paint on the wall now. It got informed what color he is. It got informed how he looked. My brothers and sisters, if you really seen Jesus for real, what is he, Reverend? He is a light. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you seen Jesus, I remember a time he came to me. I had preached that time. And my mother was still living, too. I had preached, right? And I was waiting on my wife in the car. Before I would get to the car, Brother Jackson came to me. Donald Jackson came to me, Reverend, and he came and grabbed my hand. You know what I'm talking about? He said, "Boy, you know how he like to play." You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I said, he came. Evidently, was something the word had touched his heart. So I said, "Thank you, brother." You know, and I stood on down. I got in the car, and air conditioning was on. I mean, it was like it was a glaze on top of me, brother. I promise you, it was like a glaze on top of me. And you know how it is when you're preaching, and you didn't give it all.
Yeah,
man. You didn't give it all. So I go home and sit in my little chair, and wait for my wife to get the plate ready. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, you know, and I went to sleep. You know, and when I went to sleep, I found myself, Reverend, over our pastor, right? And I was down there, sitting at the feet, and he was talking to me. You know what I'm talking about? And it was like he was sitting in the seat of with Abraham Lincoln. If you ever been out there in Washington, D.C., it was like a big seat, and he had his hand. And then all of a sudden, a light came out of his eyes. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it came out of his eyes, and it started taking over his whole body, right? This is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
The light started taking over his whole body. So the light started taking over his whole body, Reverend. And then I saw a beard. I said, no. This ain't Rev no more now. This ain't Brother. I don't have no beard. So he took the beard, and he had a little sharp. This is how, when he showed me, it was like a short hairstyle, right? And Reverend, I'm talking about, you can see the curve, you can see how it was cut and everything. And then I heard thunder. And then I heard light.
Yeah.
I heard the rumbling. And you know what I did, Reverend? I was down there crying and praying to the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? I said to myself, I said, why did he come to me after a sermon like that? You know, it took years before I could really understand. It took. But when he told me to me, and it started coming back to me in the light, Reverend, he told me that next time, he said, you don't have the light. He said, you don't have the light. He said, hold on to his feet, young man. He said, because he got that light. I know this ain't good for you, but let me just talk for me for a minute. He said, he got that light.
Come on.
He said, but soon you're going to get a light. You just came by. One day we had a fans and family day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We had fans and family day. That church was packed. My grandfather and my grandmother were still living. It was so packed, they had came a little late. So they put them all the way to the front and sit down there. And it was some young man that had got his calling at that time. I didn't know what was going on, man. I'm just sitting there. We finna put on a pretty good service because normally we have friends and family. We put on a pretty good service, right? And Reverend, you know, and I know. I didn't know. He had a big envelope. And he said, and he got up before all the people. He said, he prayed to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, Father, I want to do something. Right? I want to do something today. And you know what God told him to do? He said, I want you to license. Derek Bryant. I was already licensed from another church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I was already
licensed
to do what I was doing from another church, but it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Rev know what I'm talking about. To get that
type of thing,
to stand up for all them people and say what he said. He said, I want, and he done it. And everybody in the whole church, it was packed, man. We had church room all around the room, aisles, and it was just really that packed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody stood up and clapped. And, man, tears just come out of my eyes. I was so humble for what he had did, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you this here. He separated himself to elevate. Oh, him! What God had done, you know what I'm talking about? Let him know.
Yeah.
It was almost like he was like, I was pleased of the service, and he wanted to be in part of the introduce that he was, and now will be my what? Father in the ministry. So you ever hear somebody say, that's my father in the ministry? That means that I sit under his tutelage, and he taught me, he teaches me how to do what you hear right now. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
How to cup the word. And let the Holy Spirit move. He taught me this man been preaching at the church 50 years, pastoring at the church 50 years, and tell me how he always tell me, God, even though I'm the head, I want everybody to make it in under my leadership. And he also tell us, Reverend Marcellin, he said, I'm proud of you. I want you to do, because whatever you do, you reflect me. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So that's how deep God was to Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's how deep God was to Jesus. So Jesus reflect his father. Oh, help me. He came down.
Come on
so
now.
People
That's
see
right.
him. That's why we say he was God, because he cloned himself. He cloned himself. Let me go to the scripture again, because maybe you might be like the rest of them. We got to keep repeating. I don't mind repeating it, Reverend. I really don't.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? He said
yeah.
it was some people who had some things. Let me back up a little bit. Thomas said, not them him. Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know it thy way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. If you have known, you shall know my Father also. He said, for henceforth you know him and have seen him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah, I said, really. He called in that
yes,
Philip, like something was it? You know, it might have been rhetorical. But watch this here. He said, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Let me do this right here. Then it satisfy us. It will satisfy us if you let me do it like that. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you? And yet has thou not known me? Philip. That's what he did. That's what he said. Let me ask you a question. He said, have seen me, have seen the Father. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And how sayest that thou show us the Father? Reverend, you know, I know we wrestle with it. I know we go back and forth and hear with this and that. It's plain. It's not contradiction. It is real.
Mm-mm.
God has visited us on this earth. But there is a transition when you get out this body to see. As to serve friends in the 24 years. It's a difference. When you get to that, now you're in transition like Moses did, we read the other day. The clouds came down, and he was with the Lord. He was with the Lord for what, 40 days and 40 nights. There's something happened then that you and I came and expressed. I just expressed a little bit my encounter with him. I believe any man is pastoring and preaching God has to have an encounter from God. He has to have an encounter from God. Not because you went to a school, they told you how to teach you how to put a 3-point together. That's fine. Tell you how to get in and get out. That's fine. Brother, sister, you better have something. The Holy Ghost in you, because the Holy Ghost convicts it, the people. What you saying about that? See, I can talk to you. I turn blue in my face until you have God in you with the Spirit. And as we speak with the Spirit, it goes with a conviction. It'd be like that brother said, "I'm a man when I'm." What, clean list? I'm undone.
Yes, sir.
Then it also goes to like this here. Watch this here. It'll also go to this right here. Now, you can stay with this here now. It can also go this here. It'll cause you to say, I'm sorry. It'll also cause you to say, forgive me. It'll also cause you to say, I receive your forgiveness. It'll also go that you go the extra mile for somebody, because it was forgiveness got you in this mess. It was forgiveness to keep you doing what you're doing right now. Sometimes the ones who hurt you the most, you got to go to them and say, Lord, I don't know why she did it. I don't know why they did it. Lord, but help me love this person. oh, help me. Help me forgive this person. Jesus was that that vessel that was supposed to be in the, and I'm through when I say this here. I said I was going to go somewhere, but I'm going to leave it right here. I'm through when I say this here. He's awesome. Reverend, give me 1 second, Reverend. Take it for a second.
Okay, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, truly, he is awesome. Oh, man, God has really blessed us today, and I want to say again, I thank the Lord for one accord, being on the same, when I say one accord, but being in agreement and being on the same mind thought of, and what it is Jesus and our salvation and how he directs us and how he put us to let us know we are all one in the Spirit. We're one in the Lord. And oftentimes, by us being one in there, sometimes we'd be right on the same. I had talked to Rev. Brown, but we'd be on the same mindset and the same thought. And so I thank the Lord for that. Truly, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you have seen him truly, you have seen the Father also, but we can handle the Father in our present state. So Jesus, God humbled himself and allowed Jesus to come. Oh, hallelujah. And we're so blessed by that. Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna say this here. So I got to get off right, but I'm going to say this here before I have to get to move on. I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart. Jesus is God in the flesh. He was cloned to come to this earth. No other man can judge us. They can judge us, but they don't have a heaven and hell for none of us. He can be the one judge us. So you better get this thing right now. So when it comes to the second death, we won't be judged. Only one to be judged then is the one that's not in fellowship on the number of Jesus Christ who died. If you don't believe in that, you will be judged in that. But for us, if once we accept him right now, we don't have to worry about that judgment, right? Because we accept him, and he don't remember nothing we repent for. The only thing he remembers is what we didn't repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm going to say this in passing. Make sure you choose the Lord and make him Lord your life. Don't go another day without making him Lord your life. And know this here, that God is in control. Maybe he'll allow me to go a little deeper on it again, but he is the one that God would never, no one or person can walk on this earth and he'll tell you that, when you see the Father, you see me. No other person can say that. They might say it out their mouth, but we know better than that. Because God is a spirit. And they who worship God should worship in what? Spirit and truth. Oh, I'm in the book.
Yes, sir.
Let me leave y'all alone, man. I got to throw it in high gear, man.
Praise the Lord. It's the only way we can worship it is in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this worship service this day. Praise the Lord. And if you meditate on the Lord, that's a form of worshiping him. If he's on your mind, he's constantly on your mind and you're watching how you walk, how you talk. That's a worship to God. If you God conscious, as they say, you trying to make sure you make the right move. And if you're governed by his word, that's a form of worship. You worship to adore him, magnify him. Hallelujah. More than just an outward shout, but an inward search is a form of worship. David asked for created me a clean heart. And when your heart is clean and when you're trying to keep it clean, that's a form of worship. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Lord, we thank God today for what our ears have heard and our eyes have experienced. When I say our eyes experienced, I know we're on the radio and on the phone, but eyes have experienced when you meditate and you imagine. Hallelujah. That's your eyes experiencing. Hallelujah. And you're concentrating on his word and what his word can do and will do in your life to make you better for him. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Would there be a one? We're at the point of our service where one can push the one button and say whether they got out of the lesson or add to the lesson if they so desire, or just want prayer, or just to say thank you. Hallelujah. Or one that asks, what must I do to be saved? We're at that point, man. Praise the Lord. I see, Annie, the right foundation. The right foundation. Whenever hear these things of mine and dug them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Matthew 7:24. That's the right foundation, building your firm foundation on Jesus, which is our rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Also, she sends into us the source of our source of strength, our source of strength. I realized that being honest about my hardship was a way of encouraging others in their own hardships. And as they told me how God had helped them through tough times, my faith and hope grew strong. No matter what we are going through, letting others know how God is helping us and strengthening us will bless their lives in ways we cannot begin to imagine. You know, your testimony blesses others, and it also gives faith and encourages others that are going through to let them know that there is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do the same for you if you keep the faith in him and trust in him and lean upon him and waver not. He'll answer your prayer. James over there in the first chapter will tell you that. Don't waver, but stand firm, hallelujah, in the Lord, because of wavering. A double-minded man that don't think he will receive anything of the Lord, what the scripture will say, but when your faith, hallelujah, and stand firm in the Lord, hallelujah, he'll come through for you. God bless you. Hallelujah. You open, Brother D. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Well, if you're talking, I'm on mute, Rev. Good morning.
Did you go back home?
Good morning. Yes,
good morning.
From my pocket, yeah. And it jumped back to me. Brother, you don't have much this morning. I don't want to hold you long. I just stopped by just to tell God good morning. Just want to tell him thank you. As you all continue to pray for me and mine, as I pray for you and all, pray for the service that we continue to go stronger in the Lord. Pray that God will continue to bless in the name of Jesus. That he will continue to bless my brothers. That they will continue to hold fast and give the word of God as the Lord give it to them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let there be another. We thank God for what he has done to us today. He has blessed us once again. We thank God for being in attendance. We thank God for his presence. Hallelujah. Whenever we meet and join together, God is there, especially if we come hoping and expecting to hear from God. With his Holy Spirit, he's there. Listen, and he's there to comfort, and he's there to give strength. Hallelujah. We thank him today. Thank him today. Thank him today. Hallelujah. I tell God that we love him. Oh, hallelujah. And do that sometime today. Tell God, just you and him. Lord, I love you. And more than you say it with your mouth, let it be some action in it. And how we have that action and try to do His word. You may fall, but try to do what thus says the Lord. You may fall, but that's all right. Get back on up. Get back up. Dust yourself off and try your best. And in your trying, God will take care of you. God bless you. There'll be not another. We'll pray and continue to let God have His way. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Surely, God, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Asking, God, that you forgive us for all our sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come thanking you for this opportunity that we can continue to meet and gather, Father God, that we may come together and be fed spiritually, Father, by the word that strengthens us, that guides us, that governs us, that keeps us, O Lord. Oh, Father God, give us strength in the name of Jesus. Give us the strength that we need. We're able to succeed when the winds blow, Father. We won't vary, Lord. when the storm tries to toss us, we'll stand firm. Hallelujah, because we'll stand on thy word. Continue to be that rock, that strong foundation that we need, Father God. We need you every minute, every hour, Father. Bless our grip that we have to get even more tighter and hold on to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for being that firm foundation, that shield of protection that we need when the adversary would be mad because of our decision to run on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we love you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Lord, even we thank you for conviction. Hallelujah. Convict us, Father God. Hallelujah. Prune us, Father God. Hallelujah. That we may come forth with more fruit unto you, Father God. Even the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. Love, joy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, hallelujah, even self-control, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your truth. Hallelujah, your truth, not our truth, but your truth, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, continue to go with us and stand by us and protect us, guide us. We will be led for you. Guide us, help us, Father God. Now, every day, walk with you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, we pray you. Thank you for it all, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Also, Lord, thank you for the message and the messenger and your children. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Give me my heart, Lord. Here in your presence.
Then I